And I never do this. I'm going to say trigger warning on this story because it is. It's upsetting. There's some extreme details in here that you probably, you know, don't want to hear. It's about Natalie Holloway and Joran Vandersloot, who has now confessed to murdering Natalie Holloway. And let me...
Do you believe him, Tony? Do you believe him?
Let me disappoint everyone right now. He's probably not going to be charged for murder, even though he's confessed. This did not happen on U.S. soil, and there's also a statute of limitations on murder as to where it actually took place, and that has since expired. So he is being charged with the crimes of extorting money, $25,000 from Natalie Holloway's mother, but the murder, probably never going to face charges for it, even though he's admitted it apparently was part of the plea deal. Answering your question... Do I believe it? I don't know. I want to go through this story. Honestly, as of our recording this, I just put it together and I haven't had a chance to really absorb everything yet to get a opinion. So we'll go through this and I'll let you know in about 5 minutes what my thoughts are. It was a chilling revelation by any stretch of the imagination. Joran Vandersloot has confessed to the murder of Natalie Holloway almost 2 decades after she vanished in Aruba. The 36-year-old's confession was obtained by People magazine, shedding light on one of the most enigmatic cases in recent memory. According to the partial transcript, Vandersloot admitted to attempting to seduce Natalie Holloway on a beach. However, after the 18-year-old declined his advances, he attacked her. Again, here we go. Trigger warning. Vandersloot stated, "She tells me no. I insist." This is him speaking in his broken English. So I'm going to talk like a moron, like, because he is. "She tells me, no, I insist. I keep feeling her up either way." In the ensuing altercation, he kicked her in the face, leaving her, quote, "unconscious, possibly even dead." And then brutally, and this is the part you don't want to, it's stuck in your mind if you hear it. So cover your ears for the next 15, 20 seconds if you want.
Okay.
"Brutally struck her with a cinder block that he found nearby."
Oh, my God.
And in the actual affidavit, I don't think I have it here in this story, it's accounted that her face basically caved in.
Holy shit.
The heart-wrenching confession provides an insight into the final hours of Natalie Holloway, an inspiring doctor who had traveled to Aruba to celebrate her high school graduation. She had last been seen leaving a bar with Vandersloot earlier that day. Vandersloot recounted the chilling aftermath of the crime, saying he pulled Natalie's body into the ocean, let it drift away, and simply walked home. This admission fills the void of years of speculation and anguish for Natalie's family. However, due to the statute of limitations for murder in Aruba, which stands at 12 years, so you can get away with it for 12, you're good. It's unlikely that Vandersloot will face prosecution for this heinous crime. Further compounding the family's agony, Natalie was legally declared dead in 2012, but her remains have never been located. Making matters even more convoluted, Vandersloot has deceitfully extorted about $25,000 from Natalie's mom, Beth Holloway, in 2010. He falsely promised her answers about her daughter's mysterious disappearance. I'm already feeling some weird things here about this of put her in the ocean and she went away.
Yeah.
I was kind of guessing that was what he was going to say today. And it is what he said today. The deception didn't end there. Vandersloot subsequently used the extorted funds to flee to Peru. It was there that he committed another murder. Murder of a 21-year-old student, Stephanie Flores Ramirez. Eerily, this murder occurred exactly 5 years to the day of Natalie's disappearance.
That's creepy. I mean,
he's creepy as shit. This guy is like the incarnate of evil.
Well, and that's the thing. It's one thing if you're just a murderer. These things typically are random. This feels calculated.
100%. Web of crime stretched even further. Vandersloot's confession emerged as part of the plea agreement related to a federal case in Alabama where he faced charges of extortion and fraud. He was handed a 20-year sentence for the financial crimes. The sentencing will run alongside his 28-year prison term in Peru. I don't like that either. However, should he be released early from the Peruvian jail, he'll be obligated to serve the remainder of his 20-year sentence in the U.S. Years of anguish have taken the toll on Natalie's family. However, this latest development has provided a semblance of closure. Outside of Birmingham, Alabama courthouse, Natalie's mother, Beth, remarked that Vandersloot's confession and subsequent sentencing meant the end of their never-ending nightmare. She pointedly stated, it feels victorious, like we finally transitioned from the victim to the victor. The Holloway case, with its twists and turns, have obviously been on people's minds for many years. I think he's taken everybody for a fucking ride again. I think there was this plea deal. Originally, they were talking about a plea deal where it would be served after he finished his Peruvian jail sentence. He would then go to the U.S. or vice versa. It was one of the two where he gets one and then goes for the next one. It's not one of these things where it would be, time served, essentially, is what they're saying, where the 20-year sentence will go concurrently with his current one in another country, for that matter, all because he says, I killed her with a cinder block. And he makes it really fucking gross. And the affidavit is disturbing. And it's just fucking horrific.
Well, he's horrific. I mean, the fact that he's killed other women as well, and most likely women who turned down his advances. We've got thoughts about that as well, you know?
I just hope he dies mysteriously in U.S. custody.
wink, wink. And then we're
just like, well, looked like he died. That's about it. He ate some.
Sorry.
He ate a bad chicken wing, you know, or something like it. Salmonella killed him. I mean, I don't know. I mean, why not?
I hate when that happens.
Why not just do that? Why not just someone in Alabama, that like it's a state that's not known for having some backwoods ways of doing things. come on, let's do it, hillbillies. I'm not trying to be insulting. Let's do it. Let somebody go in, get rid of this guy, and, you know, make it an accident. I can't imagine Peru is going to be all that upset. It's not like you took like the Prince of Peru and accidentally fed him tainted ham. Took a guy who's murdered one of your citizens, and he admitted to murdering one of ours. If I were the president, I'd be like, fuck yeah, do it. Who cares?
Finish him off. Be done.
Why would you want to spend the money on the plane ticket home? Why do you want to feed the guy? Why do you do anything with this guy? This is someone who should just be quietly killed, because there's no purpose to his existence ever again. Because, hey, in 20-some years, he'll be out. He's in his 20s. So he's going early 30s. So he's going to be out at a fairly young age, where he can easily go out and offend again. I can guarantee he will if he comes out of this alive.
That's a good point. Yeah, absolutely.
So he may never, ever see the inside of a U.S. jail with a 20-year sentence when he already has a 28-year prison term in Peru.
Ugh.
And why? Because he said this story? How do we even know it's true? If he's sitting there, and he's like, the only way out of this, the only way of not getting a stiffer sentence in the U.S. is to make this admission and tell Holloway's parents that this is what happened, with no proof, no evidence, just the random shit that he's saying, which has zero credence. Sounds horrible. It sounds plausible, but it's horrible. But it can't be proven. It's just him making some shit up.
Well, and that's the thing. He's not a believable person. I mean, look, first of all, look at his character. I mean, look at who he is and what he said that he's done and what we know that he's done. I just, why are we believing this? Why are we even giving him a plea deal in any way?
Why not just totally go all the way on this and give him whatever the stiffest sentence you can get for trying to extort $25,000 out of the mother of someone that I guess now you've admitted to murdering? You get 20 years for that? Really? That's it? We have a great justice system, don't we? Like, this makes total sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wonder how much emotion played on this, and I wonder how much Beth Holloway had a say in any of this. I can totally see you want closure, and sometimes just that evil person finally saying those words out loud may help with that. But at the same time, you're actually helping him to get out of culpability for this crime by, oh, he says this out loud, and then he gets a lesser sentence. He'll probably, like I said, never serve a day of time in the U.S., and he'll be out in 28 years or less because he's already served some of it.
Yeah, I bet. You know what? The more, as you're going along in the story, anybody who gets near him in a jail, prison, and finds out who he is, he's notorious. Wouldn't any inmate want to take him down?
I would think.
That they were the ones who took him?
I don't know how Peruvian jails are, but I can guarantee in the U.S. there's a pretty good chance he wouldn't survive.
Yeah.
Maybe Peru's worse, better. I don't know. I guess he wants to go back to Peru. From what I have read a little bit is that it is a little more lax there in prison. So.
Oh, that's right. Because he's playing online poker or something there?
He plays online poker every day and wants to get back to that.
Yeah. God bless him.
how do we as a society, how have we twisted rules and laws and everything to when we filter something like this through them? This is what we get. This is how it comes out. Is this really how it's supposed to be?
Yeah.
Or is something absolutely horribly, irreparably broken that one can confess to this horrible crime and literally will not be facing any jail time in the U.S. for killing a U.S. citizen?
Yeah, that's the part that rubs me the wrong way.
It's a U.S. citizen. I know it took place in Peru, but doesn't the fact that she's a U.S. citizen override that a bit, that you killed a U.S. citizen outside of our borders? And now you've admitted to it. I think, I don't know why, maybe it is the law. I assume it is the law. People far wiser than I would know this, but why is that the fucking law? Because that is fucking insane.
Well, and he's in our country now. I mean, I think he should pay the price here.
One would hope. I say when the remainder of his stay, maybe we put him into a nice cell with someone who's never getting out for horrific crimes, who's just as evil as he is. Maybe has a pension for raping people like this and then accidentally murdering them with broomsticks. I think that would be a great way to end the life of Joren van der Sloot. That is how we get real justice. But it's America, so it's not going to happen.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.